People, great Biafrans, wherever you are in the world, we are welcoming you to today's edition of the News Hour, coming to you from Radio Biafra here in London, in a very cold, not too cold, but in a very cool, rather damp London this evening. My name is Nnamdi Kanu. I'm here to present Radio Biafra to you this evening. Our news, our views, our analysis, our commentaries, our report, everything is geared towards how we're going to get Biafra, because that is why we're here. I will be helped this evening by Dr. Chukwuma Egemba. I will say, unfortunately, Carol Monday is not with us today. She's promised to be back again tomorrow. And you have to forgive me. I have a very slight cold. I don't know where I got it from, to be honest, but I'm a bit cold. So if I'm kind of throaty, please do forgive me. We are here to serve you in truth and honesty. That is why Radio Biafra exists. We are here to do everything humanly possible to get Biafra. Our motive is nothing else apart from getting Biafra. We dedicate our lives, we dedicate our service, our waking day, our sleeping night. Everything that we do is all about Biafra. We eat, we sleep, we breathe Biafra. Nothing else matters apart from Biafra. And it is rather, it will be a shock to some people that some of us, we have no other life apart from serving our people in truth and honesty. On this day, the 14th day of May in the year of our Lord 2013. Once again, we are welcoming you, all our listeners scattered all over the world, that this is Radio Biafra, the only platform on this earth where you are allowed to speak your mind freely. You can come on Radio Biafra and say anything that is on your mind, as long as what you're saying makes sense and as long as we can learn from you. We are here to learn from you. We are also here to encourage you, to lift you up, and vice versa. Sometimes when we are down, we do appreciate some of you calling and saying, please keep up the spirit. We do appreciate that. A lot is happening in Nigeria. Our people are still dying. Of course, we know it doesn't affect some people. It doesn't bother some of us who are listening this evening. But please, what we are asking you to do is, do not look on the other side when your brother is in trouble. That's what we are here for. When your brother is in pain, your sister is in pain, your cousin is in pain, your uncle, your mother, your father, your siblings, Please do not run away, because we are one family and we are here to engender that spirit of love and of a shared common purpose, because what we are pursuing is absolute, is glorious, and there is nothing else, there's no other way to describe the dream of having Biafra. So please, if you're close to your Skype, if you're close to your Facebook or Twitter or any other social platform, please do the entire Biafran family a favor. Do this struggle a favor. Write very simply that you are listening to Radio Biafra and tell people to go to www.radiobiafralondon, all one word, because our main server is undergoing maintenance. So it is Radio Biafra London, all one word, radiobiafralondon.com. Please, all the other platforms as well, like beliehumanrights.org, beliehumanrights with an S at the end, beliehumanrights.org, or indigenouspeopleofbiafra.org. Any of them you go to, you'll be able to receive us. We know sometimes when you try to access Radio Biafra, the website crashes. It's because there are a lot of people logging on at the same time. We like it. We don't like the level of service we are providing. That's what we're seeking to improve all the time. Some of you that know us will realize that when we started Radio Biafra, it wasn't this way. But we've managed and we've come a long way, and things are now improving, which is absolutely, which is great. We think it's wonderful. Anything you can do to encourage the growth of Radio Biafra, to encourage the dissemination of information, that will be very vital. That is where we've been lacking in the past. That is why the Yorubas control our destiny. The Hausas control our lives, because we do not realize the importance of media. This is the only interactive platform on the surface of this earth where Biafrans can interact freely, where you can come on and speak any language of your choice, and somebody any elsewhere on this earth will be able to hear you at the same time. It has never happened before. This is the only place it's happening. We started doing it in 2009, and we're still here today, and we're saying that Radio Biafra shall remain until we get Biafra. Radio Biafra is dependent upon your contribution. It is dependent upon the help that you're giving it. Without you, Radio Biafra will not be on air. So we are saying that to all of you who have managed to make contributions to Radio Biafra, you'll be receiving a very special pack very soon to immortalize, to make it possible so that even for generations to come, that you can say to your children, your grandchildren, and children yet unborn, that I made Biafra possible because I supported Radio Biafra. We'll be doing that in a very short while, and all of you will have your names. We will have some kind of a very special we will not tell you what it is. It's going to be a surprise, but it's something absolutely fabulous, and you'll be able to see it. Once you see it, you will appreciate it. It will be designed here in London and of very, very high quality, and sent to each and every one of you who have kept faith with Radio Biafra from its inception, regardless of how minor your contribution is. For some of you, your contribution may not even be enough to be able to purchase these items that we'll be sending out to people. But I think it is vital that we immortalize, that we put it on record that it was your contribution that made it possible for the Biafran people to be free, because without you, we will not be on air. We're encouraging other people to do the same, that for those of you who are sustaining Radio Biafra, to you does this particular struggle belong. To you are carrying the burden of freeing your people. So that is what you should bear in mind when you're contributing towards Radio Biafra. We're welcoming all of you, all our volunteers as well. We have changed, as we said. Some of you said, try something new. Let us try and see where we are on this whole journey that we are performing. We'll be able to do so this evening. But before I proceed to bring you the headlines, please, I will go to Dr. Chukwuma Egemba, who is joining us this evening to co-present this program with me. Please, Doctor, is a very cold, not very cold, a rather very cool, breezy and damp evening in London today. Please say hello to our wonderful listeners before we proceed, please.
Listeners, friends of Biafra, wherever you are in the world, I'm welcoming you to this another edition of Radio Biafra, your station, your own personal station, as Nandi just said. Without you, we won't be on air. It is you there and your friends and all those you have been to introduce Radio Biafra to, that are listening to us all over the world, and you will still have to introduce to listen to us. That is why we are doing what we are doing. That's why we are still on air. Without you, obviously, nobody will listen to us. We will be down. We will be singing and dancing all by ourselves. Thank you for keeping faith with Radio Biafra and for listening. Please stay relaxed. use whatever cup of tea or coffee or your favorite drink, however it's going to start. Listen, and if you don't have the opportunity, we encourage you to phone in and air your view, because listening is very, very important to us. You calling in and airing your view is also as important as. Please, relax. Let us together bring this program to you and to the world over. Thank you very much once again for listening and for your time.
Yes, thank you very much, Doctor. That was well said. If you want to join this conversation, as Dr. Egemba said, who is live on the line to us, the number to call is +44 78 31 30 8376. I repeat, the number is +44 78 31 30 8376. If you prefer to join us via Skype, just add Radio Biafra to your contact list. We'll be able to accept you. You can be able to call us on Skype as well. If you want to text us, you can text us on +44 78 31 30 8376, or text us also via Skype as well. If you text us, we'll be able to receive it and also read it out whilst we're on the air. For some of you, that is how you prefer to do it. If you send us any text message, either via the phone or on Skype, we can assure you we'll read it out this evening. For some of you who have all been on Facebook all day, we commend you for the contributions you're making, the very exciting debate, the very informative, enlightening, and can I say, conducted in a very civilized atmosphere. That is very good. We debate very robustly, but also in a very courteous and very humane manner. We don't want to be seen as being insolent. It's not just Biafrans who are on Radio Biafra Facebook page. There are very important people there watching, observing, seeing the way we are doing things, to see if we can indeed be able to govern ourselves once we have our own independent country. So our exemplary so far has been, our conduct so far has been very, very exemplary, which is to be commended. And we are asking all of you who is making that possible to please try and keep it up. But what we must also do is to try to encourage our friends to come and join us in what we are doing. Our headlines today is rather very brief and very succinct, as they would say. It goes straight to the point. We are reporting this evening on the 14th day of May in the year of our Lord 2013, that Goodluck Jonathan, right about this time, is addressing the people of Nigeria, as we've been told, on the state, on the hopelessness of the nation called Nigeria. He doesn't normally make speeches at this time. They only make speeches during Christmas, during Eid al-Kabir, during Eid al-Fitri, during Salah. That is when they make speeches to the country. But today he's making a speech because Nigeria is imploding. People are dying. Nigeria is decaying before everyone's eyes. The unfortunate thing, as it's turning out today, we are getting a report because we commissioned a report. We asked people in the entire 11 Biafran states, as it stays at the moment, the 6 states in the south, and 5 in the southeast, to go and find out the level of information dissemination and the quality of it. And the report we are getting is extremely troubling. Almost 76% of the people surveyed at home questioned in each of the states that make up the South and the Southeast are reporting that they do not know that Nigeria is about to break up. They are not aware of what is happening in northern Nigeria. There is absolute and total media blackouts. People are not being told the truth as to what is happening to the zoo itself. That is the state of affairs where we come from in South and Southeast. There is no information. Quality information is not being disseminated. That is what is happening right now, and we have to try and correct that. We are asking our brothers and our sisters in Australia, under the able coordination of Chukwudi Oforma and Mazi Okezie Ogu, to please hurry up, because we do need a direct radio feed into that territory to be able to enlighten people. Only those who are privileged to have smartphones, only those who are privileged and can afford internet connection, are the people receiving Radio Biafra this evening. There is information deficiency where we come from. In the Biafra land that we are struggling to extricate from the evil called Nigeria, there is information deficiency. People are not receiving the news. We are moving on to our next headline, which incidentally was reported by BBC today, that in Benue State, which is the state after Enugu State, if you're traveling up north from the deeper south in Biafra land, Benue State is the next state you will encounter. 53 people were killed. 53 people killed in Benue. So the killing is getting closer and closer to where people thought it wasn't going to be possible. This is being reported by the BBC that Benue State is in turmoil as we are speaking this evening. The trouble and the skirmishes have overtaken every area, have overtaken even Abuja. Plateau State, it is now in Benue State, knocking on the doors of Biafra land once again. How prepared are we to defend our people? How prepared are we to educate our people? How prepared are we for the impending disaster that is Nigeria when it comes crashing down? What is happening to us? What is going on as a people? Why are we not responding when we should be responding? When we ask people to please support Radio Biafra, it is not just to sustain the broadcast on the air. It is not just to bring television to our people to show them exactly what is happening. Because in Igbo adage, they say, "Na ihe anya hụrụ ama anaghị agbaya." That is how we are as a people. We are a bunch of Thomases. We doubt a lot. But our doubt is also killing us. Because our people are not receiving the right information. Our people are dying due to ignorance because knowledge is being denied them by the powers that be, by those that wish to retain them in darkness. We are also reporting this evening that it is rather very sad that all the fraud that these people perpetrated is now beginning to be revealed. The former PDP chairman, Prince Obulafo from Olokoro in Omuahia, is now facing trial for £107 million fraud. £107 million fraud that Prince Vincent Obulafo, the former Igbo PDP chairman, is the only ex-party official being investigated all over Nigeria. Why is this possible? Because he's an Igbo man. They know that when they go for them, nobody will come after them. These are the people that served Hausa Fulani people very loyally, that did not believe in Biafra. Now they have taken them. This is what they do. They disgrace you by being part of them. And then they come after you when they know that your people will not be even be able to raise a voice in defense of you. They have taken Vincent Obulafo. They are trying him for only, what I said only, because 107 million naira fraud is nothing compared to the billions being stolen by Hausa Fulani people. In comparison to the trillions being stolen by Yoruba people. People who are specializing in oil fraud, where the fraud that some of them exported out of the country came from. These are their people back home, from their leaders down to the person on the street, stealing and looting the national treasury dry. But only Vincent Obulafo did they find it fit to arrest and arraign before a court in Abuja on Tuesday for committing fraud. 107 million naira in the scheme of fraud in Nigeria is like a tip you give somebody when you go to a fast food restaurant to eat. It is not worth anything at all. This is what Vincent, the humiliation we are suffering as a people, that Vincent Obulafo is being charged with stealing 107 million naira. When Omar Odiko, for people who are too young to remember, Omar Odiko stole in excess of what it would take to pay for free education in Nigeria for 4 years for everybody. Omar Odiko stole it in only one night. Omar Odiko is a Hausa man. Stole in excess of what will pay for free education for everybody in Nigeria for 4 years. This man stole it in one day and ran to England. Which was why Buhari and Idiabo packaged him and put him in a crate to bring him back to stand trial. This is a free man walking about in Nigeria. He is a commander of the Federal Republic of Nigeria, given an award. But Vincent Obulafo is an Igbo man. So nobody will come after him, nobody will complain, nobody will raise their voice. Because when these men were told that where you are going, there is no road, they didn't listen. When they were told that what you are doing will bring shame and dishonor to our people, they did not listen. He did not listen. He did not support Radio Biafra. He did not support any Biafran initiative. Now who is going to look after him? Now who is going to speak for him? There is nobody. That is what they always do to us. They take us out, they disgrace us, because they know nobody will come after you. That is why, when Nigeria gives you something, please say no. If you take it, you will pay. Let us ask people who are involved in the Biafran struggle. They have been silenced. When there is conflict raging in the country, every part of the country speaking, they have gone quiet because they have now been compromised fully and totally without any hope of redemption. That is what happens when you dine with the devil. You not only use long spoon, do not even dine with the Lucifer at all. Nigeria is death in itself. It stains you once you get close to it. That is why we are asking everybody associated with the editorial decision-making in Radio Biafra, you will not go to Abuja. You will not have anything to do with any corrupt politician. That is why we don't want them. They come close to you, they corrupt you, and your life is finished. The question we are receiving, also breaking news this evening from Port Harcourt, that Obioppo local government area, where the governor of, we are receiving it just right now, that the governor of River State, Amaechi, he removed the existing local government chairman in Obioppo local government area and installed his own person, because these people, they don't have elections at all. We vote them in and then they turn into dictators. They don't have any local government election at all. They don't have any of it. They don't conduct any. They take all the money belonging to local government areas and stuff in their pocket and go and buy hospitals all over the place, buy private jets, and then want to impose their own people on the people. And the youth said no. You know, Biakpo local government area. The youth said no and burnt every. They dynamited the whole building of the local government and they blew it down. That is the type of courage. That is the type of youth that we want to grow where we come from in Biafra land, in Igbo land especially. So they can begin to take similar action when there is evil being perpetrated. So we say well done to the youth that said no to the corrupt governor of River State, to the man who went and bought himself a private jet, to the man who is amassing wealth so because he wants to be the vice presidential candidate to a Hausa person. We are saying, please do whatever you can to get rid of this man. He is not good for the people. We are saying well done to the youth for what they did. It is a breakdown of law and order, but Nigeria is a zoo. When you exercise your right to defend what you believe in very dearly, in a place that is chaotic, that is lawless, in a place where there are wild animals all over the place, masquerading as human beings, masquerading as politicians, please, you have not broken any law at all. If you want to join Radio Biafra this evening, again, the number to call is +44 78 31 308 376. Once again, I'm Nnamdi Kanu. I'm at the studios of Radio Biafra this evening. I'm joined by Dr. Chukwuemeka Egemba. We are here to present you ways and means through which we can get Biafra peacefully, if need be, but by every means possible and necessary, Biafra must come. Biafra is coming. It is our opportunity to try and grasp it when it presents itself, not to allow other people to dictate events for us. If we allow them to do so, then we will all perish. I will go to Doctor, and our talking point this evening is, why don't these people conduct elections where we come from for local government areas? That is number one. And number two, what is our state of preparedness? What is our state of preparedness for Biafra? Where are we on the global mobilization being piloted by Radio Biafra? Where are we in terms of getting our people all over the world primed and ready? And lastly, how do we bridge the information deficiency that our people are not getting close to the news that matter to them? How do we bridge that gap? We'll be very, very delighted. Of course, we know it's early morning in Australia. They will be sleeping. We'll be delighted if anybody from Australia can call us to tell us where they are in terms of acquiring this very powerful transmitter that we intend to use to broadcast all over Biafra land, so that even people who can't afford smartphones will be able to listen to Radio Biafra on a very small radio using battery only. Please, Doctor, before we go into all this, if you can give us your view about what you think of the headlines we've just presented this evening. That Goodluck Jonathan, for the very first time in the history of Nigeria, a head of state is actually giving a state of the zoo address to the animals in the zoo. Around about this time, I think he's about rounding up. And also, BBC News is reporting, not Radio Biafra, before they say it's propaganda. Because we prefer these days to report something and then allow white media organizations to corroborate. Because our people will not believe that we are all Thomases. BBC is reporting that the conflict in Nigeria is now in Benue State. They are reporting 53 people killed, 13 villages burnt in Benue State. This is according to the local legislator there, Sule Audu. Sule Audu himself, he ran away from where he came from, his constituency, to go and tell BBC that his state is boiling. The next state in line will be Enugu, because after Benue, you get Enugu State. We are also reporting that our own, we won't call him our brother, although he comes from Omuahia, PDP, former PDP, people will remember former PDP chairman Obulafo, is being arraigned for a paltry 107 million naira. This is what they give to their women and their girlfriends to go to Dubai to go and do shopping. Is why he's in court. When people who are stealing trillions in oil subsidy scam, when judges are people presiding over impunity and evil in the country, when somebody stole police pension fund amounting to billions, now this man is being tried for 107 million. For a contract that he signed, not that he stole it and ran away. That is the type of Nigeria that you have, a place seeping with injustice from every nook and cranny. Please, Doctor, what do you make of this before we go and take calls from our listeners?
Yes, I will start with, let me start with Obulafo actually. I've got no the number he occupies in terms of the chairman or the former chairman. Of PDP. Now, if I want to add here that not that Radio Biafra is condoning any wrongdoing, but what we are saying that if they are punishing people for wrongdoing, it should be equal. There should be some element of equity in their action. If they had it previously, obviously we have listeners all over. If will stand to be corrected or correctors, if there has been any former party official, not only the national chairman, if there has been any other PDP former chairman that has been arrested, brought to court, and facing trials for any corruption of whatever amount, please, our listeners, we are indulging you to come forward and correct us. But as far as we know, this is the first time this is happening. As I said, it's not that we are condoning that corruption or crime or whatever is all right. No. But what we are saying is that if you want to administer justice, administer it equally so that people will not raise eyebrow. Now, we are commenting on this because we feel that he is a Biafran, he's an Igbo man, he's from the eastern part of Nigeria. Just as Nandi said, he doesn't have anybody who will raise up and say and ask questions and say, why is this happening to this man? What about the former chairman that has come before him? As Nandi said, without Radio Biafra, I can guarantee you now that it is most likely that it is Radio Biafra that is going to raise this issue that will inform people who don't know about it. Because, and this brings me to the information blackout that is happening in Nigeria. Now, our listeners obviously knows, majority of them, of course, they are Nigerians, Igbo people, and for the benefit of those who are not Nigerians, who have not visited for a long time, media in Nigeria is highly controlled. It is controlled, first of all, by the federal government. They own the television stations, most of the television stations. The state, that is the NTA, is the national television station. They only report what is happening in and Abuja. Then at state level, you have state government with their own stations, television stations and the radio stations, they only report what is happening in and around the governor. All the propaganda, it is the state medias are propaganda machinery for the respective state governments. They don't report in-depth analysis of what is happening. They don't report true position of what is happening. They are merely praise singers of the presidency and of the governors and other governments in between, the ministers. The, when the wife of the governor has visited, is traveling in convoy, that's what they're going to report. The suffering that is happening right down in the villages, in the countryside, in other places, these state medias don't report them. As a matter of fact, I spoke with somebody who served in governor's cabinet some time. I said, why is it that this thing is happening? That the governors, they don't know what... He come out openly to tell me, say, my brother, the governors, some of them, or most of them, don't know what is happening around them because they surround themselves with the sycophants. Those who don't want to let the governor know what is happening, only praising their, only singing their praises. That's only what they know. But the governors, they don't have the means, the courage to go out, to go unannounced visit to villages, to areas, to different constituencies within their area of authority. They don't do that. Only like Amechi did. That is the one that we know about, acquiring for himself private jet, a governor. And this governor who have got a lot to do to invest that money. Job creation, youth empowerment, and so on and so forth. But they are not doing it. Only what is will boost their ego. Now,
it's terrible.
So this is the type of situation we live in. Now, without Radio Biafra announcing this, most people will not know it. That is why we are saying, please, wherever you are, we need to help to acquire this transmitter so that our people with their transistor radio can tune in and listen to the true position of the news happening around them, of what is happening at their backyard, which they don't know. Now that the fight has come close to Benue State, Benue State is Benue State and I think other states that are that has border with the Biafran territory. Now that they are coming closer, after Benue State, as John Asinandi said, it will be Enugu or Ebony State, then down. So if they can do this in Benue State, then overrunning Enugu and Benue State will be nothing to them. So, and our people will not know when this fight will come close to them. There will be no means of pre-warning them, putting them on notice, letting them know what is happening. Only overnight we wake up to find out Hausa people and all these marauders and the Boko Haram and their deadly weapons surrounding the entire village. So this is why it is important for us to acquire this transmitter so that we can be able to educate our people, because the state government and the federal government do not have the means to bring the true position, true news, what is happening, true position of things to the people.
Yes, thank you very much, Doctor. Thank you very, very much for that. It was a very detailed summary of where we are, the state of the zoo. We can call it a state of the zoo report. What is happening in the big zoo, controlled by the wild animals, the chief wild animal, and then the other ones that who are following it. It is very sad. It's a very sad state of affairs, but we must report it the way it is, because this is Radio Biafra. We don't care what people make of what we are trying to accomplish, as long as we accomplish it. Today, following popular demand yesterday, we wish to draw our attention, draw our minds, refocus our energy towards what we are trying to accomplish as a people. It's just gone, 29 minutes to 8 o'clock, 1932, which is 7:32 here in London, on this day, the 14th day of May in the year of our Lord 2013. Once again, if you're joining us, I'm Nnamdi Kanu. I'm joined by Dr. Chukwuma Egemba. Mwada Manachi Okpara is indisposed today, so it's Chukwuma Ebunyeze Ekpa, and HMFO, as usual, is making sure that our transmission is going out. We understand there were some breakages earlier, but it's now been fixed and we're going ahead. This is why we want to expand our operation. A lot of people are interested in Biafra, and the amount of people clicking and logging on to listen to us is in their millions, and is draining the machine that is making our server to be overloaded. But what we're saying is that we are trying to expand it, and we are asking you to please support us in any way that you can. As somebody said earlier, that the support for Radio Biafra is not just goes, it doesn't just go into broadcasting. We have to prepare ourselves for what is coming, for the end time in Nigeria. The doomsday is coming in Nigeria. Armageddon is coming. How do we prevent absolute and total disintegration of our society? We have to be prepared from now. I don't know if we are going to allow ourselves for what happened between 67 to 72 to happen to us again. When the war was forced on us, we were not prepared. Other people have prepared for very many years, and they're primed, they're ready, they're moving. What are we doing? So when we are asking people for help, understand there is a lot of work to be done. It is the help that you give that we'll be able to use to make that work possible. There is no need saying, God help us, we are praying. Somebody rang today from Bilbao, from the Basque country in Spain, saying that the Basque separatist movement, as most people know, they are fighting for a free homeland for the Basque people in northern Spain, the same way that the Catalonians are battling it in Barcelona. And he said that what we need to do is no more collective fight, he said. I asked him to call back, actually, that what we need now is individual battles. And I asked him, what individual battle are you talking about? He said where they are, that they have printed a few leaflets, is to go about, and anywhere you are, you raise your banner, you say you're in Biafra. I said, you're doing it in Catalonia. He said, yes. He said there are about 41 of them. And I said to them, good luck to them. If you think that if you bring out your hand from your window and wave a banner, somehow to have a ripple effect and give us freedom in Biafra, then so be it. But that is the type of mentality and mindset we need to overcome. Our people, those that listen to Radio Biafra, must be taken along a journey to understand the critical phases and the critical steps we have to take to accomplish Biafra. We have said it before that getting your freedom is not a mystery. There is nothing mysterious about how you're going to get your freedom. When Mandela was pursuing freedom for his people in South Africa, he said, all we want is give us the vote. That's what he was asking for. It's not a secret. There is nothing too secretive about it. Let's go and try and take this call to see if it is a report we are covering from Port Harcourt. This is Radio Biafra. Please give us your name and where you're calling from.
Yes, my name is Mr. Philip, reporting from Port Harcourt.
You're calling from Port Harcourt. Please go ahead. What have you got to report in relation to the news that we covered earlier, that some local government in Port Harcourt is burning, in River State is burning this evening because the youth attacked it to depose the person that the governor imposed on them? Which area is this, and who are those affected?
Yes, this is affecting the Obiakpo local government secretariat.
Obiakpo.
The angry youth. Yes. Obiakpo local government secretariat. The angry youth of those areas, the Obiakpo local government secretariat, he used dynamite and burned down some part of the secretariat this evening.
So they blew at Obiakpo. This is Obiakpo. Can you tell where is it? If you're coming from if you cross Obe here, you cross Imo River, and you're coming towards Port Harcourt to cross Obi, but where is this Obi? Well, give us direction how to get there. If you're coming from Abia State, you're entering River State, how do you get to Obi? Well, from, say, Obi, or Eleme Junction.
If you are coming from Port Harcourt Airport to Port Harcourt City Town.
Yes, yes, okay. It's a port side, okay.
Yes. So the angry burned down following the removal of the governor of River State, Mr. Chibika Michi, removed the Obiakpo chairman, Mr. Timothy Nzerem.
Timothy Nzerem is the chairman of Obiakpo local government area and was removed by Amechi.
Replace it with Dixon DK Chikode.
Replace it with Dixon, D.K. Chikode. These people, they say they're not Igbo people. It's very, very strange. This is Nzerem, this is Chikode, and they say they're not Igbo. Some people are crazy indeed, I'm telling you. Anyway, so that is what is happening. And what, yes,
hello?
Yeah, go ahead, yes.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Yes, the Federal High Court, the Port Harcourt, under this afternoon, that the Commission of Police, the Inspector General of Police should withdraw policemen from the secretariat. So after the withdrawing of the policemen, the angry youth went there and used dynamite and burned down the Obia Oloko women secretariat, some part of Obia Oloko women secretariat.
That is wonderful.
So as I'm talking to you now, President Jonathan has declared state of emergency to Borno, Yobe, and Adamawa.
So Borno, Yobe, this is live or from you that Borno, Yobe, Adamawa has been declared as emergency area so that the army can move in now and kill and shoot at sight. The same thing that Peter B did in Anambra
exactly.
State. So the army can now go in and shoot anybody moving about in Borno, Yobe, and Adamawa states, yes?
Yes, exactly. This is about 3 minutes ago now. That's what the president announced.
Okay. This is hot off the press. This is how we said that Radio Biafra operates. We give you the truth. We don't just say it. We get verification. We get validation. We get the report from where it matters. Philip, thank you very much for reporting from Port Harcourt today. Thank you very, very much. Thank you. And God bless you. That is the type of people we want. If you are aware it is happening, please call Radio Biafra this evening to tell us what is happening. We are telling you now that there is a state of emergency in Yobe, in Borno and Adamawa states, according to good Lord Jonathan. That means the army is now moving in to try to reclaim control of those areas. There is a total breakdown of law and order. Things have gotten to a head in Nigeria. It is breaking apart into pieces. Very soon, Benue State will follow suit. Everywhere is in turmoil in northern Nigeria, and our people don't even know this because there is no access to news media. It is the duty of everybody who lives abroad. It is the duty of the editorial board of Radio Biafra to keep talking to Biafrans to make sure that we have at our disposal the ability, the capability, and the wherewithal to make sure that our people are well informed back home. What we owe them is information. Once we inform them, believe you me, a lot will happen. A lot will happen. We'll accomplish a lot. Our duty is to make sure that we educate our people, we sensitize them, we give them the knowledge, and the rest they will be able to do it. And before I go to bring in Dr. Egemba, let us try and see if we can very briefly take this very call. Before we go to Dr. Egemba, please, if you're answering if you're on the phone, if you're on Skype, please, we beg you, once you answer your system, reduce where you're listening to us from. Turn it off if possible and concentrate. Please, concentrate in making sure that you are only relating to us via the means through which you're speaking to us. It could be your phone, it could be your iPad, anything at all, your computer, your laptop, any means through which you're getting through to Radio Biafra. Please, we implore you, we urge you to make sure that you turn it down, absolutely down. It wasn't going through there. And please, doctor, you've heard it, there is a state of emergency. But as we're also getting reports to concentrate on Biafra, that Nigeria can do anything they want to do. Yes, hello.
Yes, that is absolutely correct. Our listeners know, just as in our website, that is what we call the new report, the citizens' report. Now, what is happening now is that we are receiving a confirmation of the headline we brought to our people before. So, and this is exactly why it is important for us to make sure that Radio Biafra stays on the air, that we have a transmitter powerful enough to cover at least the whole of Nigeria, and if possible, the West African sub-region, so that when this type of news happens, they will hear it on their transmitter radio, they will hear it with any other news they can, affordable news that let our people know what is happening. I can guarantee you that with this news now happening, it may take quite some hours, if not days, before some people will hear what is happening. So that if we have our radio, and at least even if it is 1 hour or 2 hours, we are on the air within 24 hours,
yes,
we will make sure that
we'll
our
give
people
them the right information
of what is happening within
Absolutely.
Nigeria.
Thank you very much, Doctor. Let us go and take this call. This is Radio Biafra. Please give us your name and where you're calling from.
Hi, my name is Maze Obi Okode. I'm calling from Kent, reporting in the UK.
Yeah, Kent in the UK. Please go ahead. The whole world is listening.
I just received information from Mike Okeke from Atlanta in the US. that an Igbo person or some Igbo people has set up an Igbo community college in Lokoda in Kogi State.
That is correct, yes.
And I just could not, I am struggling to believe it. My body is shaking trying to believe it. I don't understand how our people, the Igbos, can be so myopic and so unrepentant that they would go into fire and build such a school. Now, bringing all the Igbo children into a place where the Boko Haram people or Buhari and his cohorts can go in there and massacre our people. I do not, seriously, I am struggling to hold back my anger. I believe that this set of Igbo people that has done this should be highly reprimanded by the Igbo community. If it is possible, they should be ostracized from the Igbo society. We cannot have our people putting our lives in jeopardy and in harm's way. This, I am seriously, when I got this news today, I am seriously struggling to hold myself back.
It is rather very sad, and for those who don't know, we don't want to report it because it's one of those news that if we report it, to be honest with you, anger won't let me read it out. We don't have schools where we come from. Our children are struggling. The teachers are even running away because there's no money to pay them. The governor of Edo State doesn't pay teachers. Neither does the one from Ebonyi or the one from Enugu State, for that matter. They owe teachers. Then you go to Lokoja, the same place that killing you, you go and build a school. So you pack all our children in one lovely, juicy place for Boko Haram to come and finish them off. It is the, when I say that God has abandoned our people, people don't understand what I'm saying. The God that gave us brain before has taken it away from us. So we don't reason anymore as a people, as human beings should. What do you expect of people in a zoo? You begin to act like wild animals. To tell me that sensible people born of Igbo man and woman will go to Lokoja to go and build an Igbo, they even had the temerity to call it an Igbo school in Lokoja, is not only reprehensible, it is not only abominable, believe you me, they should be drawn, hung, and quartered, to be honest with you. They are a disgrace to the family they come from. They are a disgrace to the Igbo race. They're a disgrace to humanity. They are useless to the core. And that is why we are campaigning. People must listen to Radio Biafra when we speak. We are telling you people that we are dying as a race. We are being finished as a people. The stupidity deepens every day. We go from one hopelessness to another hopelessness, from one stupidity to another stupidity, and people are laughing and going about and thinking life is normal. Our life is not normal. The news you're confirming this evening is gut-wrenching, for goodness sake. Nobody in is like asking the Jews to go to Nazi camp and go and build a school. You'll be eaten alive. I remember when I saw there was a program I was watching on Eden Television a few weeks ago, where a baby antelope, the mother was missing. In a very small calf that was born, and it staggered and went and lay with the cheetah, thinking the cheetah is the mother. The cheetah was looking after it and ate it afterwards. You see, it's a very lovely picture, but the cheetah eventually ate the little Bambi or whatever it's called, the little antelope, baby antelope. Our people, the level of stupidity that is in our brain is, in fact, if you measure it on a Richter scale, it will blow off the scale. You ask yourself, who made these people that call themselves Igbo? Who are they? Where did they come from? Oh, Kwachineke Kerendi Abikun. Do they have? Oh my God! Please, Mazio Koli, I'm very. You have set me off on a very wrong path. To be honest with you, it's not your fault that these animals went to look at that to go and build a school. They will come back home Christmas with their red cap, their Mercedes Benz car, because they're selling spare parts or God knows maybe building materials there. They will come back to the village and they say they're Igbo people. They said that Igbo, and then thought of January they go back and I said that Igbo. It is a if people understand what we are trying to do, believe you me, they will sleep every day on the doors of the cities of Radio Biafra, because here is where redemption is. Without Radio Biafra, we are gone, we are finished as a people. As useless as some of them are, they so will they be uselessly disposed of. Thank you very much for calling, and God bless you where you are. Thank you
very much.
Thank you. Dr. Gemba, you've seen your people, not my people, you have seen your people, Igbo people. They say Ndigbo, Ndigbo. You have seen your people, how useless they have become. You have seen how stupid they have become.
Let me make one or two here. The only way I can explain this is this. One, the person who built this school may think that it is an investment or he is trying to his people. But I'm quite sure that this man may have been bribed. This man or the people, the person who owns this school, if it is a community, if it is an individual, if it is a company, they may have been bribed by Boko Haram and Buhari and all those leaders and fundraisers and funders of Boko Haram in the north to build this school as a one-stop shop to make it easier for Boko Haram to assess people, the young generation. Okay, they want to start killing the young evils of tomorrow so that they don't have to go house to house, wanting, going to find people to kill. They have paid these people to please, can you please build a school, get these people together. They ask you, how do we get them together? Why not to build a school, call it the Anibo school. Then people will be sending their school there so that their children there, then it will become a concentration camp. It becomes a concentration camp and making it easier for them to carry out to genocide number two. So that is the only way. That is the only way this can be explained. These people are making the mass murdering machinery of Boko Haram easier for them.
Easy.
So instead of spending time going house to house, they will go at a one-stop shop.
And clear them off.
It is a one-stop shop.
Thank you very much, doctor. Thank you very, very much. Let's take this call. This is Radio Biafra, please. Your name and where you're calling from?
This is Uchenna Okore. I'm calling from India.
Uchenna Okore from India, please raise your voice. The whole world is listening. This is Radio Biafra. We are through to the entire humanity this evening. Go ahead.
Okay. So based on what I'm hearing from Radio Biafra, in fact, it wonder me the way our people do. Like the way they are building a school in Lokoja and we used to say that Northern and they don't have sense, but I wonder if that they really don't have sense or we don't have sense.
We don't have sense. We don't have any sense.
How can we go outside and be developing another man's nation and they hear all this that have been happening? They still went over there and be doing all those things. How many Northerners have come onto Igbo and began to develop all those same kind of things? It has never happened. And now I'm speaking based on now. We all are saying that 2015, then we are not going to stand. We are not going to be onto Nigeria. What are we going to do? If that be 2000 before the 2015, what are we going to do? Like what I said earlier before, you people have been trying a lot. If that be our people will come in unity with one mind and believe that this thing is possible, because the world of impossibility is the world of a fool. Biafra is possible, like I said earlier. Biafra must be possible. And the Bible says something. When God gave the promised land to Israel, he first of all sent 10 spies to go and witness that promised land. Why 8 of them come back with a failed result? They say they cannot be able to take up the land. But Caleb and Joshua said, the land is full with milk and honey. The land belongs to us. Nobody will take the land. If God be in our side, we will overtake them and take the land. And God stand with his only Joshua and Caleb enter the land. Those of them who make that wrong confession did not enter the promised land. And Bible also said, it says, so mightily grow the word of God in the Ephesus and it prevail. If that be we can voluntarily come out in one accord, at least you have been saying something in Radio Biafra. Why people in the world are supporting Boko Haram? Why they will not support them? Because all of them come out whenever they say something, them by themselves, they agree. But we by ourselves, we don't agree. When some of us see little money, then we sell ourselves. And that is the problem we are facing today. Like here in India, I meet a lot of youth, Igbos. I speak to them, brother. We all have to come out and make sure we volunteer, saying something in Facebook, in Radio Biafra, to see that this thing is real. Why so many of them are saying that? Some of them tell me, brother, why are you saying like this? Don't you remember what happened before? Don't you see the war that you have been taking before? People who are talking about this war have never even witnessed the war. And I am proud of these people because I see the tape of Biafra. And I see how these people fight for the Biafra. And I see how they molest our people. And I see everything. If that be my people can fight for war in 3 years without nothing and succeed and go so far, what else that we do we think that will happen right from now? If that we can come out in one unity, there is power in unity. If that we can come out and agree with one force, we are going to achieve our dream. It is possible. Biafra to stand. It is possible.
Let me ask you. It is one thing to say, let us stand in unity. Maybe the dog that is even barking is with us as well. Maybe it agrees in unity as well. Let me ask you if you agree that we should be one. What should we be doing? Because unity is a very loose word that we use to describe people who aspire to be together. Something must bind them together. What is that glue that binds something together? You cannot have unity, even if in the laws of nature. If you go to the bush to go and fetch firewood, the way some of us did when we were young. As I've been saying before, some of us did not witness gas and stove. It was firewood they used to cook for us. When you go to get firewood in the forest, you will tie it with something. To hold all those sticks together, there must be a string that you use to tie it together. So something must always bind you together. Something must always hold you together. What is that thing that will hold us together if it is not truth? As we keep saying all the time, our ancestors set up our land based on truth, saying Eziokubundo. Once you have truth, that is why the editorial board of Radio Biafra is unbreakable. That is why Radio Biafra is unbreakable from now till the end of time. Because upon truth do we stand. We are not going to relent on the truth. The truth cannot be compromised. Radio Biafra is too big a thing to be is uncompromisable. We must understand that. So if you're thinking, we are watching, let us see what they're doing. Are they serious or not? You are wasting everybody's time. You are killing our people. It is you killing our people. The people in the north that they're killing, the politicians who are stealing because we have done nothing. Because somebody said, you know, our people go to, if you ask them, even Dr. Egemba himself, who is here with me, is a PhD holder. A lot of people go about, they read. They cannot transform or translate one single line they have read into a practical thing. Somebody said,
yes,
in the absence of that, evil flourish in the absence of good people. If you keep quiet, evil will continue. If you like, go to Canada and hide in Canada. Evil will continue where you come from. If you like, go to Sydney in Australia and hide and do nothing. Evil, even your own body. The analogy is very, very simple as we are approaching 5 minutes to 8 p.m. here in London this evening. Even your own body. Without your white blood cells fighting every day, you will die of disease. There are diseases in your body waiting to kill you. They are waiting to kill you, nothing more, nothing less. Your white blood cells are fighting them every day. That's why that is. So there has to be good people talking for evil to run away. This is Radio Biafra. Give me your name and where you're calling from, please.
This is Uche Okore. I'm calling from India. Like you asked a question, I want to answer that question which you asked. You say, what are we going to do to be in that unity?
Yes.
See, like formerly in US, there was a time in their law which written that black man will never marry a white. But something, the black did not keep quiet. They did something. Today, black, not only marrying white, black is the president of United States of America. First time and second time. So, as many people who are listening to Radio Biafra, it is their own responsibility to see that as many people who they have encountered with in their face of contact, for them to be aware of this Biafra, for them to speak life in them, because so many people only speak death about this Biafra. And if that be, we all can see the future, know that our people is the face in the world and Biafra is the best. Because we are capable of producing anything. Like today, Nigeria, that so-called nation called Nigeria, they make life miserable for so many people. Today, news, you cannot be able to buy newspaper. Why? Because if that be, then bring newspaper down to everybody to know what is, then people will fight them. Hello? I'm hearing you.
Yes.
Are you hearing me?
Yes, very, very well, very loud and very clear. What I want you to bear in mind is this, is that Right now, we have a lot of things that we are doing. Radio Biafra is organizing a worldwide protest. We are organizing a worldwide demonstration. People ask, oh, but why a worldwide demonstration? We say because there is something called building up a head of steam. You know, some of us are well-read. We went to school, we studied, we were taking what we are taught to do something. You need to generate what is called momentum. With that momentum, we will go back home and drive away the same thing that these youths did today at Obiak. But it's very simple and effective. That criminal they installed cannot come there again. He's been driven away. But if they had kept quiet and saying, oh, leave it, let us see what is going to happen. Let's leave it in the hands of God. God will do something. God will do a miracle. Evil continues to multiply. Prevail. It continues to prevail. It continues to grow wings. We are, as Uche Mefo will say, we are saying no to nonsense. We would not allow it. This is Radio Biafra. Please, Dr. Egemba, what do you make of our discussion so far before we proceed to take other calls? There are calls coming in left, right, and center.
Obviously, what you said is absolutely spot on. If our people can replicate what these brothers did in this local government in River State, then the whole Nigeria and the world will start to take us serious. Then we know that, yes, we are doing something. We are putting some action in addition to word of mouth, jar, jar, jar. Now, this is exactly what we are talking about. You remember the time when Ricardo was on this, he said that nobody, the world is not, they don't know about our struggle, because we are not doing anything. We don't have to be like Boko Haram for the world to notice us. If what these guys did can be replicated at the state house level, gradually, just imagine when the youth of Anambra State, they march out from the university in Awka, from Uli, from the College of Education and Technology, colleges, primary schools, all of them, in a mass, school students, university and college, they march to government house in Anambra State to demand this or that, for instance, that they want today, that they want the autopsy report of the Ezu River massacre on the
They produce it immediately. They produce it.
Can you imagine what's going to happen? Are you telling me that Victor B is going to order 22 days in Enugu to come and...
He will do it anyway, but we'll stop them. He will try, but they will stop them.
Right. Now, are you telling me that if they do the same thing in Owerri, they do the same thing in Omaha, that Todioji has been sitting on the prosperity, the property of Abia State people, using it for his own personal gain? Are you telling me that if all the students in Abia State wake up one morning to say enough is enough, they march to government house in Omaha to request for the governor to give account of his citizenship for 7 to 8 years?
It will be reported, Doctor. It will be reported. Let's take this call. This is Radio Biafra. Please give us your name and where you're calling from, please. We have lost it. I don't know why Ikechukwu Enyago's line is so problematic. It doesn't go through. We want an update on the meeting that was held maybe yesterday in Malaysia, but early today in London, by London time. That the group that met in Malaysia. I think at this point in time, it is important that by way of recap, that we remind our listeners that this is Radio Biafra. We're reporting from London. I'm Nnamdi Kanu. At the studio of Radio Biafra, I have with me Dr. Chukwuma Egemba. Radio Biafra is received in every country of the world, can be received on any device that has internet accessibility, that has internet connectivity. We are very grateful for all the people that have been calling us. Let us try and take this call, and then we give you more or less a state of the demonstration address as to where we are. This is Radio Biafra. Please, your name and where you're calling from. Hello, the caller on Skype, your name and where you're calling from. They can't hear us. Their line is shaking. It's not very stable. I hope maybe that's the line from Malaysia, but let's proceed and give you the breakdown of what we have so far. These are the countries that we have people that have registered. From Sweden, we have somebody from Sweden. We have 3 people from Sweden. From Ireland, we have 4 people. From Finland, we have 5 people. from USA, from the Dallas, I don't know if that is the South, I think it's in Texas in the South. We have one person from New York, only one person out of all the people calling Radio Biafra, only one person from New York. Do we have one person from Maryland has volunteered? In India, we have confirmed four people, although they said it's more than that. So India, we need to confirm that. From Mexico is one person. From Thailand is two people. From St. Martin, which is a Caribbean country, is one. From Germany, we have received one. From Mozambique is one. Senegal has one. Russia, we have one confirmed, although they're saying there are 10 of them, that Russia is ready. That is the confirmation today, that Russia is ready. We have one from Egypt, one from Mexico, one from Ukraine, one from China, five from Spain, although Spain is saying there are more than that, there are more than five, but five from Spain so far. Malaysia is on 13. It has to be trimmed down to 10 anyway. Malaysia is on 13. From Biafra land is 9, and other parts of Nigeria is about 6. Canada is 1. Qatar is 1. Belgium is 1. UK is sound. Of course, 9 more people have come forward from the United Kingdom, and we've already reported in Mexico. So that is the state of where we are. So if you did not receive any email today, the email was sent out today from the office, from the studios of Radio Biafra, from the office. If you did not receive an email from contact@radiobiafralondon.com confirming that you have been accepted, that you're volunteering or your offer to volunteer your services have been accepted, that means you are not a part of this whole arrangement for now. If you have not received it and you want to still volunteer, please do so. If you're having difficulties online submitting the form because of the movement from one server platform to another, just send us an email. You can send a text message, an email via Skype, sorry, a text message via Skype or a text message on the phone, or you send us an email at contact@radiobiafralondon.com. That email again is contact, C-O-N-T-A-C-T, contact, making human contact, contact@radiobiafralondon.com, or you can send us a text message to +44 78 31 30 8376, or you can send us your details on Skype. If you're on Skype, all you need to do is to go and open a Skype account, add Radio Biafra to your contact list. That is all it takes for you to be a part of what we are doing. Send us your details, your name, your telephone number, the address of the country you're in, the country you are in, and where you come from, and your email address. That is what we need. I'll repeat: your name, your first name, your surname, your telephone number, your email address, the address of where you're living right now, and where you come from. And lastly, and most importantly, what you think you can bring to the Biafran struggle, what contribution you can make to the Biafran struggle. That is where we are today. That's what we've been asked to do, and that's what we've done. Let's take this call. This is Radio Biafra, please. Your name and where you're calling from, please.
Hello,
Emeka
TV. I'm from Norway.
It's in Norway now, but let us see what we have from Norway. Norway, we don't have any Norway. There is any Norway here? No, Norway have not volunteered yet. But we know that there is our brother who is a medical doctor we had a discussion with the other day. We are still waiting. We don't have any confirmation. So if you're from Norway, please send an email with your details or a text message so you can be registered as a volunteer. There is nothing here from Norway yet. Not that from what we can see. Go ahead, please.
He's
a medical doctor. He called from Oslo the other day. The name is not on any of our screens here. But it's something we can look into since you're from Norway. But after, when you finish this conversation, what you need to do is to send your details using Skype text. Use the text function on your Skype to send us your name, your address, your telephone number, your email address, and the village where you come from, and what you can do for the Biafran struggle through Radio Biafra in relation to what we are trying to do, trying to get our people forward, please.
Okay.
And whilst you're there, my brother, please remain where you are. Don't stay on Skype. Don't go away. Stay where you are, please. Let's take this. This is Radio Biafra. Your name, please, and where you're calling from. Hello? Yes, I think they are having difficulties. That was the number that was trying to get through to us. Maybe it's from Malaysia. Please, my brother from Norway, Mecca Echebri, go ahead and make your point this evening.
Yeah, I did the music there before, but I'm gonna say you can massacre more. Show nobody about it because I need green to be in here and more than that for this. I'll get in my Indian wine, so I don't have to see wine.
Victor, but after to radio, we can hear the system. Turn it down. Let us speak through Skype so you can hear us and we can hear you through Skype. Let us talk through Skype, please. Go ahead. Lower what you're listening with. They are not there anymore. He has his own suggestion. As he said, he's just everybody is entitled to air their views in what we are doing. There are all sorts of people. They come, they give their suggestion. Some stay and some run away, as the case may be. Please, Doctor, go ahead. Dr. Gemba, are you there? Please go ahead.
I am. It is heartening to note that people are responding to the call of harm, if I may put it that way. So some have questioned why.
Please, doctor, before we do bear with us, let's take this call from Ikechukwu Enyiago from Malaysia. Hello, this is Radio Biafra. Is that Ikechukwu Enyiago?
Yes, this is me, Ikechukwu Enyiago.
Yes, go ahead.
Good morning from here. I've just called to intimate fellow Biafrans on the progress we've made so far. We, like we told you before, we had our meeting and it was successful. We had people from different parts of this country, Malaysia, and went on successful. What the capitulation of what we agreed on is to get the 10-man committee to start their personal donation, but we're going to bring it together because we've discovered that it's possible, but then difficult for individuals to put in their donation because of banking matters here. So we've finalized that we're going to bring it together every month. That is the first step we're going to take. Every month we're going
every
to bring
month. You know, it is
donation.
It has to be
yes.
every month without fail. Every
monthly,
month.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, consecutively. That is how it's going to be. Yes, and right there in the meeting, we actually started doing something about it. I think I've sent some updates to the Radio Biafra email.
Yes.
By next week, Tuesday, when we'll be converging again, you'll be hearing from us. And that is, we're going to be donating individually because a lot of people here can do more than what we've actually reached.
Yes.
As a standard. So that is how it is. And on how to expand the information, we have also come up with a plan to get across to every other Igbo organization here.
Yes.
Personally, I've been in touch with one of the executive of 180 number here in Nilai Axis of Malaysia, and I've had some meeting with them. I'm still to hear from them. I'm going to hear from them. What we agreed is that after made our first step of commitment, that is the donation first, because before we bring other people along, we have to do something about it ourselves. So
yes.
After we have placed our donation, we're going to go to the we're going to send representatives to each of these meetings when they are holding. Some are holding every week, so we're going to send representatives there to talk on behalf of our Malaysian committee and hear what they have to say. And we've also made it a point of duty for every volunteer in our team to be online. Like right now, I've communicated with all of them. Virtually every one of them is online now, so that we'll be able to match the people we meet with the goings on in Radio Biafra. When they ask us what is it about, what if they throw any question, we'll be able to ask, we'll be able to give reasonable answers and then direct them to listen. So
yes.
we've reached several other points, but the basic one is that we are going to make our first donation and we're going to bring people in. And I'm using this opportunity to talk to our brothers in every part of the world. Brothers, listen to me, it is something that is worth doing and it is worth doing well. I don't know where you are, but I know that you are an Igbo person, and I know we don't carry last. Please, I beg all of us to wake up. It is time to wake up. The abomination is becoming a norm. It's becoming a culture. And when evil becomes a norm and a culture, you can see what it does to society. We only have to look at Nigeria to see what it has done. We can also look back ourselves to ourselves, to Igbo land, to Igbo brothers and sisters, and see what it has done amongst us. So it is time we rose up and put a stop to this nonsense. Thank you very much.
Thank you. No, don't go away, please, because it's important. Right. Don't go away at all, because we want to learn from what you have done. Why? What is it about, say, Australia, and now Malaysia and India is coming up as well? What is it, the food you eat? Why is the passion so great in Malaysia? Why is Malaysia so active? If we take calls in the evening, Malaysia is about 70%. The passion, the desire, the hunger is there. What is it about Malaysia that makes us to have this crop of very determined, very devoted, very diehard Biafrans in Malaysia and not in any other place?
Well, thank you, Brother Kano, for throwing in that question. I will have to start by saying that there are a lot of reasons that inform this. One of it is that I want to borrow a leaf from the soldiers. Before you become a full-fledged soldier, you have to undergo some training. You have to undergo some training, some hard training, not just training. You don't go there to eat. You go there to stress out self.
Yes.
You have to deal with yourself. And when you come out, when you are told to stand, you stand. When you are told to sit down, you sit down. Here in Malaysia, the place that a lot of things are going on in this Malaysia. If you are not a soldier in this country, you are not going to stand. And if you have stayed in this country for a long time, automatically you must become a soldier. So in this place, we all are basically soldiers. We are stronger, and every soldier knows that his aim is to defeat his enemies.
Yes.
And as it stands now, our enemies is the structure, the abomination called Nigeria. In those places, Malaysians are friendly, but such friendship has its limits, and it's not sometimes it comes at cross purposes to our humanity, you know, if you understand what I mean.
I do, yes.
We want to do away with things like that, because we know where we're coming from, and that is another thing. We know where we're coming from. We know who we are. Like he said, one is that the sons of a lion do not eat grass.
Exactly.
So we've come of age and we've discovered that it's high time we took up to our father's challenge. We took up to what makes us. It's high time we took up to our nature, and our nature abhors what the status quo in Nigeria.
So, absolutely.
Basically, the Igbos in this place and in Australia, in all other places, we are true Igbos. Like you once said sometime, and it's actually true. A lot of us are mixed multitudes. And when you have things like that, you're going to be hearing from different sides of your ear. And it tends
absolutely. Thank you very much for that wonderful update. Our great brothers in Malaysia.
So we believe that we have Igbos. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. The line was fading there. Thank you very much. That's Ikechukwu Eniago, who is the leader, who is the head of the council in Malaysia, the first amongst equals, because in Biafra we are all equal. We are Republicans. We are equal before God and before the law. Nobody is greater than any other person. We all have leadership qualities in us. All of us. Every listener of Radio Biafra, man, boy, woman, girl, you are all leaders in your own right, because some of you had families, some of you will have had families someday. So we are asking you to please rise to the challenge. And please, if we can plead this evening for no more calls from Malaysia, Ikechukwu Eniago have summarized the position of Malaysia. Please, we want to hear from other people to see their state of preparedness. How prepared are they? How have they come? What are they doing? What do they intend to do? What is the state of preparedness of other countries as well? By way of recap, we're saying that we have people that volunteered from Sweden, from Ireland, from USA, from India, from Mexico, from UK, from Belgium, from Qatar, from Canada, in Nigeria, from Biafra, from Malaysia, from Spain, from China, from Ukraine, from Thailand, from St. Martin in the Caribbean, from Germany, from Mozambique, from Senegal, from Russia, from Egypt, from Morocco. If we turn out en masse in all these places, the world will be forced to listen. That is what we are saying. Now that the Biafrans are coming out, you will see what is going to happen. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you're calling from, please. The caller on Skype.
Hello, good evening.
Yes.
Hello, good evening.
Good evening, please. Yes, your name and where you're calling from?
Yeah, my name is Saint Okuchukwu. I'm calling from Bangalore, India.
Bangalore in India. Yes, go ahead. Go ahead. India, we have how many people here? Can you give us an update on India? India is only 4. We received only 4 confirmation from India. What is happening? Did you receive an email today? Hello? Okwudu,
I have not received an email. I filled the form yesterday and I sent it. Yes, I have not received any confirmation from the little Biafran. Yeah.
You have not?
Can you
so,
hear me? Hello?
Yes, I can hear you now. What you need to do, we can hear you loud and clear. What you need to do is to send us that information either as an email or on text. Since you are on Skype, you can text us your information via Skype. Because we need to make sure that we close everything to do with the 10-man committee and tell them what to do. The same way that Malaysia have moved on now to start working very seriously. Everybody must copy what Malaysia is doing and what Australia is doing. You must begin to work very hard immediately. If we don't work hard, nobody will do it for us. So what you're saying in effect is that you did not receive an email, which means we did not get your registration. We ask you to text it or email it to us immediately. Hello?
All right. I want to commend our...
Yeah, go ahead. Yes.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Make your point, yes.
I want to commend our brothers in Malaysia for taking on the battle by themselves. I'm so impressed. I'm so happy they're taking the lead from the Australians. And I want to challenge my Indian brothers, our people living in India, from Mumbai to New Delhi to Bangalore. Let them take up the challenge as well. We can do better than Malaysia, and I believe we can do it here. That's what I want to contribute this evening.
Thank you very much. Yes, send your details across. Everybody in India, Christian as well as in India, who has been very, very vocal, very, very vociferous in his campaign. We commend him in what he's doing. So we are very happy. Please do what you can and let's move this struggle forward. That is all. We want to be witnessing progress every blessed day. This is Radio Biafra. Please, your name and where you're calling from. Hello?
Hello. Good evening.
Yes, go ahead. Your name, please.
My name is Onyabo.
Good.
Onyabo Jude Obonaya. I'm calling from England.
Go ahead, please. Go ahead.
Yeah, Nandi, I can say I was very happy. Now, the game has started. I hear when you're calling the names of all the countries that already bring their members for the committees we need from protest.
Yes.
So, what I want to say that now I'm telling all the Biafrans that listen to me, now they have seen it, that it's we that hold ourselves. It's not anybody hold us.
Yes.
We need certain people, all the countries, you know. Coming, are you called now? The people that are detecting Lali or another thing, you see that not only Biafra hold you, not Biafra hold us, but it's we Biafra hold ourselves. So, what I'm saying now, it's time for us now. If you don't hear the name of country where you reside, please, try to make sure you volunteer. Now, when you talk about volunteers, I think some people are thinking that they have to be a lawyer, a doctor, or engineer. But no,
you don't have to be.
You don't need to. I think that some people maybe they're thinking like that.
No, but we have a lot of engineers and doctors anyway. We have architects, we have aviators,
Of course. Of course. But what I'm saying is that anybody, don't think that maybe if you're a professional, you can't volunteer. Once you are a human, once you are a Biafran, you have something to do. Please go and volunteer because we don't have time. Again, time is running out. Nigeria is burning. So we need to use this opportunity. God has already given us Biafra a chance to do something. So let's land. I'm happy because I want all our topic now, our first agenda, which is this demonstration. I like our people because most of us don't know anything. We don't read. We don't even try to read. You know what we are trying to know is everything. Hello.
Yes, we are listening. The world is listening.
Thank you. So what I'm saying, we're supposed to now start immediately to organize ourselves seriously and talk about these demonstrations so that we know people have done it before.
That is correct.
We are not the first person have done this before. There's a lot of countries. Look at about Kurdistan in Turkey. Their own is fresh now. It's fresh. They're doing their own. The people are supporting them. You know? Let our Eagles support this cause. Let all the others support this cause. In peaceful demonstration, we are going to conquer. So we want to tell everybody, let them not afraid. Even in any way, don't be afraid. This is not time of fighting or do anything. It's time to show the world that now Biafra has come. They have rights again to take their victory into their hands. So, as I tell my brothers, please, this thing needs a strong finance because this little Biafra is the only way to speak for us. It's our mouth, it's our power, it's everything we have. We need to support this little Biafra. Even if £1,000, £1, anything you have, because this job, this thing, production we are doing, if our people at home will do a lot of 60% of the demonstration. So we need to expand the radio so that we start early to educate them, to give them the power for them to know that it's their right to stand up. I'm telling people that anybody that listen to Radio Biafra today, only 7 days. 7 days, the people of in Biafra land stand up with a bad business, anyone stand up and demand their rights until Nigeria totally collapse. And next thing will take our land.
That is correct.
Land, please start selling them this stage, because this stage you mentioned, the day I learned, I was very, very glad. It's a very simple as A, B, C, D, I still say it. But there are people to understand this stage you mentioned. It's very simple. If you take it gradually, we are going there to fetch all these criminals away and take our land. Simple and short.
Very simple.
We don't need to fight, don't need to war.
No.
All of them, they run away. When we come out, they run away.
Of course. Thank you very much, Valentine.
So please, we need support. Please. Everybody support this in the Biafra.
Thank you very much. We need support. We are also grateful to those who have gone home and made contributions to the bank account that Radio Biafra is running via Onurube Nwanne back home. So we acknowledge all of you. If you want us to mention your name, we can mention your names. There's about 4 of you. We know who you are. If you want us to mention your names, please ask us to do so, and we will. Please, if you want to know how to support, you're not supporting Radio Biafra, you're supporting the Biafran Initiative. We need to coordinate this campaign worldwide. We need to establish a media presence for our people who are being denied information. These are the things we need to do. You're not giving money to Radio Biafra. Please, let's get that straight. We are making it possible for us to fund, to finance what we need to do in order to get Biafra. Let us take this call. This is Radio Biafra. You're on Skype. Your name and where you're calling from, please.
Yeah, my name is Chibike Okoye. I'm calling from Malaysia.
Chibike Okoye from Malaysia. We thought that Emike Chibike Nyago summarized from Malaysia, but since you got through, go ahead. Make your point, please. Go ahead.
I want to hit the point regarding the question you throw to Malaysia and why Malaysians are passionate about this struggle.
Yes.
Yeah, my point is that we are here like a stranger, and the Malaysian indigenous showing us that we are a stranger. We should go back to our land. And secondly, they are treating us like a slave here. No one has mouth. You cannot defend your right here. You cannot say anything because you are a stranger. And they are trying to tell us that, yes, we belong to somewhere. We are Nigerians. And not only Nigerians, we are blacks. They are doing racist. We cannot talk. We cannot defend our rights. Whatever Malaysians did, they are right. So they can kill us and no one will talk. Even our embassy here, the man that put the here as a ambassador doesn't defend us. So we are passionate on this matter because we now know that we are from somewhere. We need to defend our lives. We need to go where we come from because the Malaysian indigenous have taught us that. So, and not only that, the our people here in Malaysia, many of them are confused. Many of them don't know where they come from, and not many of them cannot feed themselves because of the situation they find themselves in. So all this thing we are doing here, whatever we are seeing, the condition we see ourselves here is not good. That's why we are passionate. We are out. We want to make sure that what we are, the Biafran stand, because Biafran is where we belong to. the Nigerians is not where we come from. We just came to, we are in Nigeria by force. We forced to be a Nigerian. So the issue there here in Malaysia is that the Malaysians, the proverb said, a travel is a part of education. So we are here to, we are learning here, and the teaching they have taught to us is that we are not, we are not human beings, short. We are not human beings. They doesn't treat us like human being. The racist here is too much.
So thank you very much for what you have said. And it reminds me of the emails that we got from our brother who is in India. We wish that he can call us back, who sent Radio Biafra some information regarding the number of Igbo boys in prison in India. We received one the other day from saying the number of people in Thailand. There seems to be one thing everybody is saying. The ambassador is not taking care of us. Ambassador is not taking care of us. It's because you cannot expect the ambassador of Nigeria to take care of an Igbo person. It's impossible. They will never do that. They can never do it. They are not programmed to do that. You need a Biafran ambassador taking care of Biafrans. It's a very simple equation. If you want to stop suffering where you are, if you want to lead a decent life before you die and go and meet your God, Biafra is the only solution. Biafra is the only thing that can give you completeness as a human being. Or else, if you live and die without Biafra, you have lived the life of a slave. Look at Obulafo. Thank you, my brother, for calling. We take that on board. Look at Obulafo. Obulafo is finished. Obulafo thought he was a very big man in Nigeria. But now they have taught him that he is nobody. He is nothing. He can be arraigned like a petty criminal. His name shredded. His name in tatters. Because we do not have Biafra. Only Biafra can give you honor. Only Biafra can give you dignity. Only Biafra can restore you to your rightful position as a man. In Nigeria, you are nothing more than a mere grass cutter. You are a wild animal being hunted for meat. And that is what is happening in Nigeria to us. Let us go and recap the people we have all over the world. We have people in Sweden, Ireland, Finland, USA, India, Mexico, UK, Belgium, Qatar, Canada, Nigeria, Malaysia, Spain, China, Ukraine, Thailand, St. Martin's. In Germany, we have Mozambique, we have Sweden, we have Russia, we have Egypt, we have Morocco. How many more countries does it require for us to cover the entire globe? Once Biafrans are on the march, nothing can stop them. And this is a very clear testimony to the fact that once you're on the path of truth, we say everything out in the open because we have nothing to hide. We can challenge Nigeria. We can challenge Good Luck Jonathan. We can challenge anybody to anything, any day, anytime, because they have nothing against us. They know nobody can bribe us. We are uncompromisable today, tomorrow, and forever. That is why Radio Biafra will go from strength to strength, and that is why Radio Biafra will be listened to. That is why we are the fastest growing media, indigenous media from sub-Saharan Africa. Please, Dr. Gemba, go ahead with the world is listening to you.
Yes, and I commend our brothers in Malaysia for taking the lead and for letting Biafrans all over the world that the game is now on. It is a very big challenge. And again, the last caller, let me put this to him and to all Biafrans, all Igbo people listening all over the world. Now, the embassies, not just Nigerian embassy, all embassies all over the world, they are extension of the local government. No, I mean, your country is extension of the country abroad. It is a mini branch of Nigeria outside Nigeria. Now, whatever an embassy does, how embassy and their officials will treat you is a complete mirror image of how the country treats its own citizen back home, back wherever they are. Now, in Nigeria, the whole of the country in particular, but the attitude towards Igbos in particular, the attitude of Nigerian government towards Igbos, towards Biafrans, towards all that are on the east of the Niger is absolutely different, and it's nothing to write home about. I am surprised that our brothers in Malaysia are expecting anything good from their embassy. I am surprised that anybody, are you in Ukraine, in Russia? After I studied in Ukraine, by the way, where we used to travel from Kyiv to Moscow to resolve some consular issues. I know how they are treated. Even here in the United Kingdom, those who have had the opportunity to have been the unfortunate event or the circumstance of having anything to do with the High Commission, wherever you are, the embassy, the High Commission, or whatever they are called, they are a mini extension of Nigerian government. Do not expect anything good to from your embassy, because there is nothing
good can ever come out of Nigeria. Thank you very much. Let's take this call. Let us take this call from India, it seems. This is Radio Biafra, please. Give the world your name and where you're calling from.
Yeah, this is Christian from India, but precisely now I am in Nigeria.
Oh, you're in Nigeria now? That's very good. In Nigeria or in Biafra land, where are you?
Now I'm in Nigeria.
Okay, so go ahead. Yes. Are you in a position to give us update on India? You're on Skype. You're calling us via Skype from Nigeria. Are you people on Skype? Are you everybody from India who is interested in this struggle, who have volunteered, should add Christian Nwosu to their Skype. That is the best thing to do. It's as simple as that. Go ahead, please, and make your point.
Yes, I have I got the information they sent to me via email.
Yes,
and I want to pledge my allegiance. 100% sure I am here and ready to die for my fatherland. That's as it may. Secondly, I want to appreciate the Malaysian people. Sincerely, they shocked me. Malaysians shocked me. I was expecting what they are doing now to come out from India, because we have they are so to say they are our rival when it comes to whatever we do, Malaysians and Indians. So for them to be at the lead where Indians are still we are still sleeping from India, then it's really bad.
Yeah, but I must say I must say Christianism is lack of coordination, because there are a lot of people from India, very dedicated and fierce and very loyal. I must stand up for them, because they have been calling Radio Biafra, and yes, go ahead.
When it comes to coordination, sincerely, I am doing all I can to make sure I bring these people. But you know, as the word goes, you can push a camel to the river, you cannot force that horse to drink water.
Okay, I think the best thing for us to do will be to say to them, everybody from India who is listening, if you are on Skype, if you are on phone, if you can text, please. Text us in the next 5-10 minutes, and we'll give you the name to add to your Skype. To all of you, you can hold meetings on Skype as the Malaysian people are doing. That's the best thing to do. We're not asking you to leave Mumbai and start going to Delhi to go and attend the meeting. No, you can do it on Skype. You can go to, there is an application called Go to My Meeting. When we will meet.
If they don't even have the time for Skype, let them send your numbers across. I will do the calling. Let them send your numbers across.
Oh, you call it. You call them. Okay, that's very good.
If we reach a reasonable conclusion, I can fly to whichever states they are.
Okay,
that is not a big problem. If they so wish to come down, whatever assistance I can give for them to come down, that is not a problem.
Wonderful. So
what I am saying here to my Indian fellows or brothers is a big slight on our side. Malaysians, we call our junior. Sincerely, the rivalry we have here, Malaysians will see them as a junior to us from India. So if they are pulling these stunts or great work they are doing, then Indians, we are expect more better from us. So please, my brothers, let's wake up from our slumber and do the best we can.
Yes, Christian, thank you very much. We'll be circulating your details to everybody from India. You must get together. You must hold hands as one. To hold meetings, this is not difficult. We can, all of us, wherever we are, because what we're going to do, there is an application called Go to My Meeting. All these 10-man committee in each of these countries, one day the editorial board of Radio Biafra will have a teleconference. All of us will be together. All you need to do is be in front of a device that has internet connection, that has a front-facing camera. It could be your iPod, your iPad, your iPhone, your BlackBerry phone. It could be your tablet. It could be your computer. It could be your laptop.
and we will all have meeting together. You will see each other's faces. So that is what we have the technology. We want to utilize modern technology to do what we are doing. We are not going to fight the war of 67 to 70. If we tell you that we have the secret to crumble Nigeria, believe you me, we do have it. Nigeria will fall. Nigeria will, if the Yorubas and Hausas want to be one happy family, good luck to them. But yes, Biafra is going. Biafra is going and Biafra is going. Thank you very much, Christian, from where you are. And God bless you that this is Radio Biafra. Dr. Ekemba has been listening very, very attentively. We are making progress. India is saying that they've been slighted, that Malaysia has taken over from them, that they thought they were doing better than Malaysia. But in all honesty, I very much doubt it, because even whilst we were in Australia, broadcasting from Australia, Malaysia drove out Australia, even whilst we were in Australia. So we do commend them. If anybody can rise to that challenge, that would be absolutely commendable and wonderful. But we are saying and saying it again, Biafra is our goal. We want to be free from Nigeria. We want to be free from the shackles of Satan. We want to be free from Lucifer. We want hunger to end. We want apathy to end. We want premature death to come to an end. We want poor education to cease. We want lack of electricity to come to an end. We want lack of water to come to an end. What we want is the kingdom of God in the land of his children. That's what we're asking for. Nothing more, nothing less. Anything less than complete and total freedom is slavery. Yes, doctor. Hello, do we have a caller on that? This is Radio Biafra. Please give us your name and where you are. We have somebody on Skype. Please, your name and where you are, please. Hello, do we have Larry on the line? Larry, are you there? No, they're not. Let's go to Dr. Egemba. Yes, doctor, go ahead.
From what Mazdu was from India, who is currently in Nigeria, the way he feels, it's as if that we are in great competition here. But brother, please see it as a challenge that is not...
It was just a banter. It's not a competition. It's a banter. It's just a banter.
I am happy that it is this way, which means our brothers are gathering up, and in fact they are answering the call. That is a great help. At least with what this initiative now, as you said, this is an initiative that came from one of our listeners. We viewed it and checked that it is worth doable trying, and we have tried it out and it is working. So, with the way from the list of countries you have listed now, there are more than 20. And before you know it now, it will be 30, 40. And when these number of people gather at the same time, simultaneously, at a date and time will be that we will agree according to the respective time zones. And then we move out and come out for a match. I think the world will take us serious. And what is happening now, it will also be a very great encouragement for our people back home. Because, as we always said, the time our youth will wake up, the students in the campuses and this, because their anger is brewing. They don't have peace of mind. They are students. They cannot afford the basics, the basic of the basics. Not in electronic infrastructure, not in the books in their distance, not the exorbitant fees and the handout fees that have been demanded of them, not the unnecessary immoral demand from our lady students and so on and so forth. The anger is building and burning. One day, it's just like everybody knows what a pressure cooker is. This is exactly what is happening now. The pressure is on, it's boiling, it's pitering. So when it is going to explode, the students from all campuses, from all over Igbo land will march. And when they start their own marching, joined by our women...
It's unstoppable. Unstoppable.
It is going to be unstoppable. And with this type of help coming from our brothers all over the world. So when they know that...
Yes, doctor, please, let us try and go to Germany. I'm sure for Germany to tell us their state of preparedness or lack of it at this stage. Please lower your system. This is Radio Biafra. The entire humanity is listening to us this evening. Nobody is listening to Good Luck Jonathan. They listen to Radio Biafra. Please give us your name and where you are.
Yeah, I'm Fred Onyali from Germany.
Yes, can you give us the... You have been at the forefront of this very move. This was your recommendation, what we are implementing worldwide, reach of Radio Biafra was your recommendation. The fact that we should go on protest was recommended by a few other people in the UK. We have married the two proposals together, and everywhere is on fire at the moment. What is the state of preparedness of Germany? We know that Malaysia is ready. We know that India is gearing up. Germany is another very big place for us. What is happening in Germany, please?
Well, in Germany here, we have been trying to gather people and pass information, but you know, the people were not mostly in one city, and many people are in different far cities, so we have not been getting together. So that's why sometime I called you to send me the contact of those who called from Germany.
Okay, Fred, it's very simple. Everybody from Germany, if you are on Skype, please add Frederick Onyale with a K.
Yeah.
Frederick Onyale to your contact list. That is all it will take. You don't have to travel from Cologne to Strasbourg, from Munich to I don't know where else in Germany to attend the meeting. You can do all these things to Hamburg. So you don't have to travel to Hamburg for a meeting. You can do it on Skype. It's very simple, but it must have a camera. We don't want people giving us only email addresses. Whereas they are spies. You must have a camera so we see your face and determine that you are actually who you say you are. So you can hold your meetings. People in very big countries don't say, oh, our country is so large. You can't. No, you can. Just look. If you don't have any smartphone that has Skype, go to a cyber cafe. Everywhere in the world, apart from the zoo, Nigeria has very good, reliable internet service. So you can walk into a cafe and have your meeting. Email Fred Onyale. Get yourselves together and begin to do something immediately. We are relying on Germany to do something. We are relying on Holland, Netherlands to do something. Our people in Norway and in Sweden, Spain, the same thing. We want all these people to call and tell us this is the time for leadership. It's not for you to say, oh, I'm a leader. I mean, no. When it comes to leader, you show leadership, you show why you're a leader. We want all of you to tell us this evening what your state of preparedness is, because every day on Radio Biafra we'll go through this list and tell you where we are on a daily basis, because time is against us. As Dr. Egemba said,
I want to share some idea.
Go ahead.
I can see some people are very enthusiastic and trying to get something done immediately. But in my own side, I want to say that let anything be done at the right time, so there will be no mistake. You know, I can see hear some people calling, say, let's start something doing immediately. But let the logistics that are necessary be put in place.
That is correct, yes.
So that we cannot make any mistake.
That is correct. That is why we are asking for help. All people don't understand the meaning of help you're asking for. But please, Fred Onyale, stay there. You're making a very valid point. Stay where you are. Don't go away. This is Radio Biafra. Please, your name and where you're calling from.
Hello, good evening. My name is Steve.
Your line is not clear, my brother. Your line is not clear. Hello. Hello.
Is it okay now?
Yeah, it's better now. Go ahead. It's better. Yes. You're calling from Germany. Where in Germany are you?
I'm calling from Frankfurt.
From Frankfurt in Germany. From Frankfurt. Go ahead.
Yeah. So I'm calling from Frankfurt.
Go ahead, please turn off your radio and talk to us through the phone. Turn it off because you can hear me. After our conversation, you turn up your radio again. Turn it off, please, so you can hear me.
Okay. I'm going for Frankfurt, you know.
Yes, go ahead.
So I will listen to all. I talked about 4 days ago about this issue, you know. So what I'm trying to contribute is that, you know, we Nigerians in Germany, we are not together, you know. And we are trying to bring people together. In Germany, what people are doing in England is—I'm very, very impressed. You know, I'm very, very impressed because we are the German people and we have to protect ourselves. You know, I think we are too long in slavery.
Yes, but I want to ask you a question. Yeah. I want to ask you a question. Have you volunteered? Have you volunteered to serve your country? Have you volunteered?
Yeah, I will make everything. I will make everything possible to internet now, because I'm trying to call all our meeting members to listen to the radio now.
Call them to listen to the radio. Call them to listen to the radio. You have Frederick Onyale, who is coordinating Germany. Yeah. All of you must work together as one family. We are not asking people
sure
to start
that,
running.
I will make sure that I connect a lot of people okay. because of this program.
After,
because, yeah,
after this
I will make sure
program,
I will volunteer everything that I cook to make sure that everybody listens to the radio.
Wonderful.
So that we can give you the more contribution and more family for it.
Thank you very much. We want the world to know that we exist as a people. What we want you to do is simple. Text, go and complete the form. Say you are from Frankfurt in Germany. If you send your details to us, we send it to Frederick Onyale, or you can add him on Skype. If you don't have a Skype account, open one. If you can't open, ask somebody to open for you. Everybody should be on Skype. It makes it easier for us to have meetings without traveling long distances. Please, it is important, okay?
Okay?
Thank you very much, and God bless you.
No problem. I will make sure that I will try to get as well as I could,
Thank you very
sure
much.
Thank
you very, very much. We are appreciative of what you're doing. Tell all your members. I'm sure that Fred Onyale has been following that. Is that correct? Fred Onyale, are you there?
I'm here.
You've been following everything. Your brother from Frankfurt?
Yeah, but Frankfurt is near Munich. I'm in Munich.
Yeah, so, in Munich. Okay. Okay, so two of you can... his number was private. Maybe it could be one of those numbers they used to call abroad. We have it here as well. So we are asking him, the last caller from Frankfurt, I didn't quite pick up his name, to please email your details across. Text it. Forget email. Text. Do simple text or email Radio Biafra contact at... If you want to make contact with us, you go to contact@radiobiafralondon.com. Send in your messages. It is happening. Fred, he has heard your voice and he is called in from Germany, which is very, very good. We want to do this thing all over the world. We want our people to come out. Don't be afraid. Biafra is your own. Biafra was existing even before the people that colonized you came to existence. There was Biafra before England was founded by William the Conqueror, who left Normandy in France to come to England to conquer them in 606. So what are you afraid of? You're afraid of people that you're older than? No, that shouldn't be happening. Please, thank you very much, my brother, and God bless you. We have other people who are on the line. Dr. Egemba will come to you very, very shortly. Let us go and take this call. This is Radio Biafra. Please lower your system, turn it off, and talk to us, please. Can you turn off your radio? Can you please turn off your radio? They are not listening to us. I don't know why that is the case. Why can't our people just listen to us? Please, have you turned off your radio?
Hello?
Yeah, please turn off your system. Yes, can you hear me? Hello?
Hello?
I can hear you. Can you hear me? They want to hear their voice first. Our people are strange sometimes. Some of them are very strange. But please, we are asking you to if you call Radio Biafra, please talk to us through your Skype or your phone. Don't listen to your device anymore. Switch it off. It's better. This is Radio Biafra, please. Your name and where you're calling from is ended. They couldn't wait either. Please, doctor, if you may come in now, please.
Yes, I am highly encouraged by the sanitization and the passion that has sprung up from the initiative from our brother from Germany, which Radio Biafra has magnified and sold to our brothers all over the world. Now, I want to also use this opportunity to talk to our brothers that are in the UK, in the United Kingdom, more especially in London. That Radio Biafra is based in London and is coordinating all this worldwide effort. It will not be good for London to be found
but
of the United Kingdom.
London should be taking the lead, isn't it?
Of course, yes. So I am going to take it off myself. Already there is a strong Bilier Marriage Initiative.
Doctor, please, they've called us back. Please do bear with us. Let's take this call. This is Radio Biafra. Please, your name and where you're calling from.
Hello?
Yes, your name and where you're calling from.
Yeah, this is it.
We have lost him. His line was very, very unstable. He's unstable. Doctor, you may continue, please.
Yes. So, as I was saying, as the coordinator of Bilier here in the UK, I am going to ask as a little man to link up our brothers, more especially in London and all across the United Kingdom. We need to match what our brothers in Malaysia, India is gearing up to do. So we need to match them up, come up with this group, the 10 people or more, if possible, to show them that not only that we are broadcasting from London, we are also equal to the task, and we'll take a lead if required to coordinate this worldwide effort. When it is going to happen, it is going to happen as a big bang.
Absolutely. And I accept that completely. This is Radio Biafra. Please, your name and where you're calling from.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. Your name and where you're calling from, please.
My name is Christian from Lagos, Nigeria.
Okay, go ahead. The world is listening. Christian, you're welcome to the program. Go ahead. The whole world is listening to you this evening. Go ahead.
All right, my brother. We are really very happy to, hear, about what is happening. I as a person, I'm really very happy. You know, we here, it's not as though we don't really want to be free, but we have been waiting for, such a, we have been waiting, this bit of, time where we, all over the world, we come together and, knowing what we want and going with, same mind. Divided and having the same goal. We will assure you here, we are far from home, but we all have same mind that one day we are going to be free, and with God on our side, and we all together with one mind, we are going to achieve our goals and dreams. And God bless you all for
thank you very, very much. Have you volunteered your services to serve your country in whatever capacity you deem necessary or to offer yourself for? Have you volunteered?
Yes, yes.
I expect you to volunteer. You are very erudite. You're well-spoken. So go and tell us what you can do. For some of us, if we can sweep the road, we sweep the road. We need to serve our... Why do you spend 1 year doing youth service, serving a Lucifer? And you're asked to come and serve God himself, and you're saying, no, we must volunteer, each and every one of us. If you can serve Lucifer, please, please, it should be an honor to serve God himself. Thank you very much. Nigeria is Lucifer. Biafra is God himself. Come down from heaven. Thank you very much for being there for us. And may God bless you. That's our brother calling from Lagos. That goes to show that Radio Biafra, with a little bit of determination by some people, they should be able to receive Radio Biafra wherever they are. Let us go and take this call. And I hope and pray to God it is not from Malaysia again, although I suspect it may be from there. This is Radio Biafra. Please, your name and where you're calling from. Hello? We have a Larry Joseph on the line. Your name and where you're calling from. On Skype. We are not getting any sound at all from there. Please, if you're joining us, this is Radio Biafra. We are almost at the end of the program for today. How time has flown by. We are in London, broadcasting to the entire world. We want to take the information deficiency. We want to eradicate it where we come from. We want to make it possible for our people to receive news about Biafra, the coming of Biafra, and what we are going to do to make sure that Biafra comes in truth and honesty. Let us go. The caller on Skype should wait. Caller on Skype, please hold. Let's take this call from the phone. This is Radio Biafra. Please, your name and where you're calling from.
Hello, man.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm Wankwa Kingsley from Belgium.
Wankwa Kingsley from Belgium. It is good to hear from Belgium. Did you receive the email from Radio Biafra today confirming your membership?
No.
That means we have not received it. What is
happening? I have volunteered myself.
Have you volunteered?
Yes.
So what is happening in Belgium? Why is Belgium not performing as
much? I'm trying to organize it. I'm telling them to listen to the Biafra. You know, I feel it's very difficult to convince.
Okay, what I want you to do, if you didn't receive the email, go and check your junk folder. You know where the emails you don't want are going to, it may have gone there. And what we want you to do is to please, my brother from Belgium, text us your details so we can manually do it tomorrow at the office.
My detail is my phone. I'm on my phone. My email is there. My phone number is there. I'm calling to my phone number.
Okay, your phone number is here. Of course, we have it. My email is dogkinsley@yahoo.com. Okay. We'll go and have a look. I don't know why. We had somebody who would put you in touch with one of the people from Belgium. Let us see Belgium.
I'm trying to organize people, but they are difficult to get on touch.
What you need to do, we'll tell you how to do it. It's very simple. What you need to do is when you go online, say you are in Guatemala, or you are in Brazil, or you are in Chile, or in Argentina, you want to find your people, you go online and say, find, or you say Igbo people Argentina, or what, Biafran people Argentina, Ibibio people Anang, Efik. It will come up. Then you then copy their details online and begin to contact them. You say, this is who I am. There is somebody else in Belgium. That's what we're saying. I will send it to you. Yes, we'll text it to you after this program. We'll text you the name of the contact person in Belgium. There's somebody else in Belgium. We have people from Qatar, from Canada, from China, from Ukraine.
Because I heard one day called number of people that you have rent here. It's only one person from Belgium, and I know that it's me.
No.
I'm not fucking silly.
Did you receive any email confirmation?
No.
So that is not.
I'll check my email. It's not you,
Kingsley. So what I suggest you do is we are going to send you the details of that very individual that registered and check why it didn't come through. So we are saying if you're having difficulties, come please send us a text message, send us an email. We'll take it immediately and fill it ourselves for you. Okay. We can take it and fill it ourselves for you, but you will get a message from us this evening informing you about your own brethren that lives in Belgium, so the two of you can combine and get us 10 people as quickly as possible. If there are not 10 people, 10 Biafrans in Belgium, then there is something wrong somewhere. Okay?
Okay.
Thank you very much, and God bless you. The caller is George Emeka. Is that correct on Skype? Please lower all your system. Turn your biko banyo yen asani so no ku ibo biko balata your system can you make kunyi ha kan na yoku oku. Yes, go ahead. Yes, your name and where you are.
Hello.
Please. Yes, go ahead.
Yes, my name is George Emeka Nwobodo. I'm calling from Biafra Homelands, Enugu State.
Enugu, yeah.
From Abadi.
Ndio ma unu gade ka isu oku ibo na isi na obodo anya na akpo ndewo I gade. I gade.
Thank you, my brother.
Yeah, go ahead and speak English because what people are listening.
Yes, I think I can do enough money and I even name of your real form.
Thank you.
Yes. So, and I want to ask you is it possible to actualize Biafra next year?
It will be very flippant of us to give a specific date to say Biafra is coming next year, definitively. But what we are saying is that if you put in enough hard work, you and your friends, your peers, your family, everybody you know, if you go tonight and begin to do the hard work, it will come before next year.
Oh my God, I will appreciate you so much.
That is, you need to do hard work. Once you do it, it will come. The caller on the phone should wait. Once you do this hard work, it will and should be able to come. Have you volunteered yourself to serve your country?
Yeah, how can I do that, please?
Yes, you can send us through this means now, through this Skype. Do us what is called a Skype text. Give us all your details, your name, email address, where you come from, all the rest of it. That should be able to do the business for us. We'll complete the form for you down here and then send you a confirmation email. If you have not received an email and you're listening to Radio Biafra this evening, it means that we did not receive your application, better send us an email or a text message with these following details: your name, your address, your phone number, your age, where you come from, and where you're residing, and what you can do for Biafra. These things are very, very important. Give us as much information as you can so we know where to place you. Every Biafran, if you call yourself a Biafran, we have a job for you. There is something for you to do. Thank you very much, and please try and do as we have said, please. Thank you very much, and God bless you.
Thank you so much. God bless you.
Thank you. Yes, Doctor, please, by way of closing remark, please, because we have come to the end of the program, if you may.
Yes, thank you very much. Wow, each program, each episode of this program is trying to outdo the other. Just as each time callers make their remark, they try to outdo what others have done. I am really, really pleased. It has, to some extent, erased some of the anger that was caused by the setting up of Igbo school in Lokoja, so on and so forth. I want to use the opportunity to thank all our brothers and sisters, our listeners all over the world. Now, we are now actually waking up from slumber, and we now know what it takes. And all of us, some of us, are now coming out gradually to take up this challenge. This brother from Nigeria asked, is it possible to actualize Biafra next year? Of course, we can actualize it next year, or even before, as Nande correctly answered him. It is not up to Radio Biafra to say Biafra is going to come today or tomorrow. But we want to lay the foundation. We know this has not time. By the way, let me ask. If Biafra comes today, is it what we are seeing in Nigeria? Is it what is going to be obtainable?
Exactly.
The answer is no. Instead, let us postpone it. Now, what we are trying to do through this medium is try to sensitize our people to know that it is important that Biafra is actualized. And most importantly, if it is actualized, we want it to be different. Hence, this voluntary service. Bless this volunteer service. Thank you, my brothers, once more, and for listening and for your time. The mere fact that you are listening now, you have been listening to Radio Biafra and committed to listen and spread the good news to other to your network, to your friends and to your organizations, is a big a confirmation that you want Biafra today, tomorrow. Please continue to do it, and if you have done something today, do what you have done today times two or times three tomorrow and next tomorrow. In that way, before long, we will all get what we want. That is an independent homeland for the Biafran people, where we will be free to realize as ourselves, to realize ourselves the way God intended. Thank you, and God bless you wherever you are.
Thank you very much. That was the voice of Dr. Chukwuma Egemba, who co-piloted this program with me today. My name is Kano. We thank you all for listening. We ask you to please, the time for hard work has come. This is the time. Biafra cannot come by prayer alone. It is for lazy people. If you come to us and say, Biafra shall come in the name of Jesus Christ, amen, that means you're demented. You don't know what you're talking about. As Biafra, we are going to work very hard to get it, and we shall get Biafra. What we ask you to do is that Radio Biafra is on Facebook, where we banter, where we discuss, where we debate very, very vigorously. We want you to bring everybody to... The reason why we want people to get used to new media is because that is the fastest way to spread information. If our website is down and we cannot be phoning up everybody telling you, oh, Radio Biafra website is down, let's go to somewhere else. Because we know what we are doing to fight all the enemies trying to stop what we are doing. So please, please, please come to Radio Biafra Facebook page with your friends. If you don't have Skype, go and open Skype and invite Radio Biafra. If you're not on Twitter, go and open Twitter account. All these things you can do with your phone, with your laptop, with your tablet, anything that has internet on it. Open a Skype account, open a Twitter account. Please, please, please go and open a Facebook account. Join us on Facebook. It is very, very important. Sometimes people are afraid, very needlessly and foolishly. There are over 9,000 of us. Are you telling me that Nigerian government is going to come and be monitoring 9,000 people? which jail can contain us. If they say, let's go to prison, we say, we tell them, okay, then let's go. But you have to get somebody before you send them to prison, because there will be no Nigerian, there will be no prison in Nigeria that can take us. We cannot afford to be cowardly about our own birthright. This is what belongs to us. You don't hide who you are. If you come out and force, nobody, no, nothing can ever stop us from getting Biafra. We are the ones stopping ourselves. Please open up a Facebook account, join Radio Biafra London. That is what it's called on Facebook. Go and open a Skype account, open a Twitter account, and we are complete. Go and research how the Arab Spring started, how they defeated tyranny by simple Twitter. That's how messages get along. Once we have Radio Biafra broadcasting in Biafra land, that will be the ignition. That will be the matches waiting for the whole place to go up, because our people are primed for action. We have men and boys and youth, and they are waiting for us. Please help Radio Biafra take this message of salvation to each and every family, to each and every household in Biafra land. That is what your contribution does, and nothing else. And also to go towards the logistics, planning this worldwide action. Please, it will take a lot. Your help is needed as urgently as possible as we march towards Biafra. Thank you very much for listening wherever you are in the world today. And please, please, please do not forget to tell your friends that tomorrow is another day on Radio Biafra, 7 p.m. London time. Please do not miss it, because we are here to serve you in truth and honesty. In whatever way we have erred, we do apologize. If we've offended you, we do apologize, but we have to speak the truth, because the truth, as they say, is what is going to set us free. Thank you very much for listening. I'm Nnamdi Kanu, and I'm signing off from London. See you tomorrow, and God bless you all.
Silly, you know, even men are no more like a silly.